的正要法客。两个麻将不是卖一分银子么？若是你们的父许，一个也不能掉在地上，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻将还贵重。凡在人前认我的，我在我天父的父面前也必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。第三十四节，你们不要想我来是要地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。请听我用下英文再读一次今日的经文。
各位兄弟姊妹，这个礼拜开始了我们说一年读圣经一次的一个的程序的了。如果你是照着那本书这样读呢，你今天应该就读到来马太福音第十章，就是今天读的圣经的经文的地方的了。今天圣经的经文，耶稣鼓励我们，你信些什么你要讲给人听啊，不要怕。Brothers and sisters, the scripture today, Jesus encourages us to tell people what we believe. Do not be afraid. Just tell people what you believe. Do not be afraid. 很容易怕的，很容易怕的。你还记得吗？有人 指住耶稣的一个学生说，咦，你不是耶稣的学生？那个学生惊起上来说，我不是。过了一阵，又有一些人说，你是耶稣的学生。他说，不是，我不是。一阵有第三批人望住佢话，系咧，我肯定咧，你系跟耶稣嘅啫。佢话唔系，我唔识佢噶咁样。我哋真系好容易会惊噶 ，brothers and sisters， it's so easy to be afraid. Who will not be afraid sometimes? People pointed at one student of Jesus and said, "Well, you are one of his students." And he said, "No, I'm not." A moment later, people confronted him again. "You are with Jesus." And he said, no, I'm not." And a moment later, another person looked at him and said, "I'm sure you are Jesus' followers." He said, "No, I don't know him." Friends, it is so easy to be afraid. 但今日嘅圣经嘅经文讲，耶稣鼓励我哋唔好惊，你信啲乜嘢，你要话俾人听啊。But the scripture today, Jesus encourages us to tell people what we believe. Do not be afraid. Just tell people what you believe. Do not be afraid. 你知道吗？我哋人好中意走埋一齐。讲下嘢，倾下，讲下，倾下，讲下。比如讲有一个男人讲，最重要咧就系要揾到一份好嘅工噶啦。有个女人讲，唔系，最重要咧就要嫁到个好嘅人。咁然后有几个人异口同声讲，唔系，最重要咧就要揾好多钱。咁其实你唔同意嘅。你想讲你自己嘅意见，但系你又怕佢哋话乜你咁宗教性噶，讲埋嘢都唔等使嘅咁。You know, people like to gather together and talk, chat, chat, chat. Let's say one man says, "I think the most important is to get a good job." And then another lady said, "No, the most important is to marry the right person."And then several guys say in one voice, "Now the most important is to have a lot of money." Well, you do not agree because you're Christian. You want to say something, but you're afraid. What if they say that I'm too religious? 咁之后有个人听到你哋讲乜嘢，咁然后行埋嚟讲话，我觉得最重要咧。就是要有耶稣基督的宝血洗干净我们的罪，然后接受天父的圣灵。哇，个个听到他说都不知道怎么反应，粒声都不敢出。但是没多久，那个人就很温馨的笑一笑就离开了。你觉得啊，我应该是说我自己真的信啲乜嘢嘅？唉，爸爸天父，真系唔好意思啦，求你赦免我，我唔敢讲，下次啦，下次我会预备好噶啦。You know, then a person came, a person overheard what you guys talk about, and then he said, "Well, I think the most important is to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus and to receive the Holy Spirit."Everybody was quiet, stunned. Before they know how to respond, the man left with a friendly smile. Probably you will feel sorry and think to yourself, "I should have said something like this." Well, you pray to God, "Forgive me, Father. Next time, I'll be ready."
天父知道我们的软弱，天父知道我们会害怕，天父是很怜悯，他会鼓励我们。耶稣就是跟他一个大徒弟彼得说，你会害怕的，你会三次 告诉人听你不识我的，但是我已经向天父祈祷赦免你，再一次给你力量，给你勇气。所以过了几年之后，当有一班很有势力的人去恐吓彼得，你不要再说这些耶稣的事了，我们警告你。但是彼得说，听你们说，如果不听上帝说，你说对不对呢？不行的，耶稣的事我亲眼看到，亲眼听到，我一定要说的。 God knows our weaknesses and our Father is merciful. He will encourage us. Jesus said to one student, Peter, Jesus said, you will be afraid. And three times you will say that you don't know me. But I have already asked the Father to forgive you and give you courage again. And then a couple of years later, some very powerful people try to intimidate Peter, bully Peter, saying, do not say anything about Jesus anymore. I warn you. And Peter said, I must obey God. I must tell people about Jesus. 今天读的经文，耶稣说不要怕，你信什么，你告诉人听，你还要是公开地说，让各个人都听到。就算你不说的话，耶稣说有一天会来，所有我教的事都会公开，人人都会听到，人人都会知道。到时你会后悔，为什么你不说呢？In the scripture today, Jesus said, do not be afraid, tell people what I told you. Tell them in the public so that everybody can hear you. Even if you do not tell them, a day will come that all my teachings will be made public. All my teachings will be made known, revealed, laid open, uncovered. And probably you will feel sorry that you have not said a word before people. 各位兄弟姊妹，若果耶稣真是我们生命之中最重要的一个，那我们要诚诚实实去告诉人听。前几天有一个朋友，他是信佛教的，他见到我很疲倦，他说你 O 不 OK 啊？我跟他说，我说 我老实说你听啊，如果我不是依靠天父的话，我可能真的崩溃了。我在处理一些非常难处理的情况，我经常要祈祷啊，天父求你帮下我，天父求你给我力量，如果我不祈祷不行的。我多谢天父，我仍然站在这里，我多谢你问候我。我就这样跟他有了一番的对话。 You know, if Jesus is really truly the most important one in your life, you got to be honest with people and tell them. You know, the other day, one of my friends who believe in Buddha saw that I was a little tired. Then she asked me, are you okay? Then I said, honestly, if I was not leaning on the Lord, I would have collapsed. I'm handling some very difficult situations. I prayed many times, Father, please help me. Father, please strengthen me. So I'm still okay. Thank God. Thank you for asking anyway. Yeah, this is a conversation I had with her. Friends, honestly, if the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit is not the most important one in your life, you cannot truly preach the gospel. 若果天父、耶稣、圣灵不是我们生命里面最重要的一位，其实都挺难传福音。我有一个学生在香港是警察，如果你问他，他会告诉你耶稣是他生命里面最重要的一个。就在这个礼拜四，他写了一篇很长的信息给我，就讲那天在香港发生的事，在香港的新闻里面都有记载。他被召，警察局叫他去到一座大厦的天台，一个女人站在天台上面准备想跳楼，这个女人很不开心，想自杀。当时有很多的警察、谈判专家、消防员都在屋顶，可能他们很多都不是基督徒，但他们尽他们的力量去劝那个女人不要跳了，但他不听，不要走过来，我准备跳，不要走过来。当那个女人就说准备跳的一刹那，我的学生他说他望着天大声祈祷，耶稣啊，求你救那个女人。他说全场肃静，个个听着他祷告，警察、消防员一粒声都没出。奇妙地，那个女人没跳到，然后开始一路喊，一路喊，一路喊。于是乎，他们就冲上去扶她下来，救她一命。One of my students is a police officer in Hong Kong. If you ask her, she'll tell you that Jesus is the most important one in her life. Thursday, this past Thursday, she sent me a long message telling what just happened. And it was all in the news. He was called by the headquarters to go to the top of a high-rise building.Because a woman was standing on top of the high-rise building ready to jump, commit suicide. Many other police officers there and firefighters there getting ready. Probably many of them were not Christians. They just tried their best to persuade her not to jump, but she refused to listen. At the most critical moment, when the woman was about to jump, my student,told me. She looked up to the sky and prayed aloud, Jesus, save her! And she said, all were quiet. All the policemen, all the firefighters were quiet listening to her prayer. And miraculously, the woman did not jump, but started crying, crying, and crying. So they ran forward and pulled her down and saved her.各位朋友、各位兄弟姊妹，我哋好中意聚集埋一齐倾下、讲下、倾下、讲下。原来圣经话，天父、耶稣、千万嘅天使都好中意聚集埋一齐倾下、讲下、倾下、讲下。大概耶稣会讲：你有冇睇到嗰一个女警察啊？我真系好中意，我好为佢感到骄傲。他不怕当众向我祷告，他真的鼓励很多人去信靠我。 You know, we often gather together and talk and talk and chat and chat and chat, and the Bible told us, even in heaven, a father and Jesus and millions of angels would gather together and talk. Probably Jesus would say, Do you not see that police woman? I'm proud of her.She was not afraid to recognize me. She was not afraid to pray in the public. She really encouraged people to trust me. In scripture today, Jesus said, Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before the Father in heaven. 今日嘅圣经，耶稣话：凡系喺人面前承认我嘅，我喺天上嘅爸面前都会承认佢。兄弟姊妹，喺2000年前，喺一个细细嘅房间里边，发生咗一件非常重要嘅事，就系耶稣同佢个学生食最后一个晚餐。而每个月嘅第一个星期日，今日系第一个星期日，我哋都会将呢个小小房间里边发生嘅事公开出嚟，话俾所有人听。而事实上，嗰一顿嘅晚餐，最后嘅晚餐，是人类历史里面最重要的一个晚餐来的。Brothers and sisters, about 2,000 years ago, something very important happened in a small room where Jesus had the last dinner with his students. Every first Sunday of the month, we will make it known public to all those who come here. This is the most important dinner throughout all human history.